got some money to spend tonight.
All right, 8:37, and it is our Friday as we move into the weekend. A lot of folks wanting to make afternoon and weekend plans, and certainly we need to learn a lesson from last weekend as we bring in Jonathan Toman from Peak Radar. Because Jonathan, last weekend I think a lot of people may have put off their outdoor activities maybe till Sunday, thinking I've got the whole weekend, and then we got that cold snap. I think it moved in a little faster than the forecasters were expecting, but it got brutally cold. So even though people still stuck to their outdoor plans on Sunday, I think they were a lot colder.
Yeah, weather keeps us on our toes this time of year for sure, Shannon. And the good news is that we've got three events that I'm going to mention that are in person, and a couple outdoors, and then three that are virtual. So no matter the weather,
you can take part. Okay.
Yeah, you can do a little bit of both, even if you're feeling adventurous.
Sounds great,
as it were.
But
we'll start with tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Rock Ledge Ranch. They're hosting their pumpkin patch event. So you can go out to Rock Ledge and pick a pumpkin to take home for $5 each. They'll have the blacksmith and historic interpreter demonstrations up and running as well. So in recognition of the bounty of a traditional fall harvest, Rock Ledge is the place to be tomorrow from 10 to 2. I'll talk about a couple of virtual events next. Chamber Orchestra of the Springs is producing their first virtual performance. It's called Artistry in Strings. And they'll have four different string performances that they'll put together in a private, socially distanced session. And then the recordings will be made available for folks to check out and listen to at their leisure. The four performances are described as joyful dances, mesmerizing flow, otherworldly beauty, and youthful energy. So a little bit of everything for artistry and strings. And that'll run actually through the end of the year. Once you get access to the concerts themselves.
Mm.
Springs Ensemble Theater is also entering the virtual performance world for the first time with their performance of White. And it's my place.
It's a color. We know that.
Gender, sexuality, and yeah, it's in art in a hilarious, genuine way for Springs Ensemble Theater. But the thing about that one is that it's only available until October 11th. So you can do the same thing, check in with them and get access to the show. And then you can watch it up until the 11th for Springs Ensemble Theater.
Okay.
Now, it's also Arts Month, started yesterday, Shannon, which is exciting. It's a big time for the arts community. And on Sunday starts Visual and Culinary Arts Week of Arts Month. And so, of course, First Friday is tonight as well. So that's a big opportunity to connect with that the visual arts part of Arts Month. And that's tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. PeakRadar.com/FirstFriday has all the details of that. And we've got 25 different art shows in galleries throughout the Pikes Peak region up and running. The vast majority are going to be open in person this evening. A few are doing both virtual and in person. But it's a nice night to get out and check out some art. Mm-hmm. And then the final two are also connected to Arts Month. This afternoon is the dedication of the Pikes Peak Litter Letter Project, where the Cultural Office and the Pikes Peak Outdoor Recreation Alliance and Creek Week combine to make this massive public art piece that is made out of trash that is collected through Creek Week. And it'll be located at, there's a berm off Highway 24 and I-25, and there will be a big word that will say resilient, and that's a good word for 2020, I think. But Concrete Couch makes these forms of the letters. They're filled with trash from Creek Week to create this powerful public art piece. And that'll be up through the month. So folks, if you're driving by and you see that, that's the Litter Letter Project for something to check out. And then finally, artsoctober.com is the place to go for all the Arts Month events. And one of the options that is available as well is virtual cooking classes in a partnership that we have with Gather Food Studio. So if you're looking to increase your food making repertoire as the weather gets colder and we start to spend a little more time inside, that's a good option for some folks to check out as well. So peakradar.com and artsoctober.com. It's a busy time of year, Shannon. There's events and options and things to check out on both websites as we roll into October.
I'm getting so fired up for it. Okay, so as you mentioned, Arts Month as well as First Friday. So again, check out all the events, all the offerings that they have. Go to peakradar.com and peakradar.com/ virtual, correct?
Absolutely correct.
Okay. Jonathan Toman, always a pleasure. Every Friday, it's one of the highlights of the day.
Awesome to hear. Thanks, Shannon.
Okay, sounds good.